This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, well, well. Conversations with WellSelf, your local primary health organisation, supporting and empowering local healthcare providers.
Joining me this morning, Helen Sawyer. Helen is a registered nurse and, when working with WellSouth, a shared care coordinator working with general practice clinicians who are working with their clients for end-of-life planning. We're going to talk today about advanced care plans. Morena, nice to have you with us. Helen, thanks for coming in.
Yep, it's great to be here. Thank you.
All right. I guess the place to start is some kind of definition around that. How would you describe what an advanced care plan is?
Yeah, well, I think as you introduced it, you talked about end-of-life care planning, and I want to kind of dispel the myth that it's one of those conversations like all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares. And so I think an advanced care plan is something that if you're too sick to talk to your doctors, whether that's temporary or permanent, then thinking about in advance what you would like the doctors to know about you in order to so that they can make the right decisions and where to go with your treatment options.
Some of us, if we've got ourselves very well organised, have lined up someone who might be able to make those kind of decisions before us for us if we're not in a capacity to be able to do so ourselves. But I guess this feeds into that, doesn't it, in terms of letting everyone know what your thoughts are.
Absolutely. And we constantly are surprised within our own personal, my own personal life, but also in my professional life, that even that person that you've nominated, sometimes people have trotted off to the lawyer and they've got an enduring power of attorney set up. And that's quite an important step to take. However, even with that in place, the enduring power of attorney or your nominated spokesperson can't override what you want. And often we hear stories like, Mum said that in her advanced care plan, but actually she didn't really mean it. Well, actually she did mean it. And that's what the doctors need to understand.
So when we're considering this, this is digging quite deep, isn't it? And into how we, what our values are, what our ultimate goals are in life. Perhaps a conversation that we don't have all that often, but I guess you could have it at any stage of your life.
Absolutely. And I think what happens for people when they're really sick, end up in hospital anywhere in New Zealand, not just here in Dunedin, is that we do get asked those crunchy questions. What do you want us to do if your heart stops? And this is not where this conversation starts, because we all get a bit of a shock and say, well, what do you mean? Why are you asking me that? Do you think I'm going to die? And, you know, get all upset about it, which is normal. However, if we've gone back and thought about actually what's important to me, do I really, what am I willing to go through in order to prolong my life?
Because we don't perhaps leap into those conversations with relish, is it helpful to have some kind of facilitated discussion around it?
Absolutely. I keep saying absolutely. I can hear myself. But it is absolutely. And I think what we tend to do is just wait till the thing happens and then we're in a crisis and we really will make a decision, maybe not based on what's really important to us at the time because we're in crisis.
And so anyone 60 years or over or people any age who are Māori Pacifica or former refugees are eligible for a free advanced care plan consultation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's that facilitated conversation, which we might have thought about on our own, but it's our general practice, your general practice team or other teams that are involved with your care, like some of the Māori and Pacific providers around the district. It means, and it's not, people think that they have to go and talk to the doctor about this, but there are a number of people in the team, the practice nurses, and some practices also have support staff called health coaches or health improvement practitioners. So they guide you through this conversation, but it's your words, it's what's important to you, it's what worries you, and that leads on to the now what do I really want if I'm really sick.
So through an advanced care plan, how do we record those decisions and those thoughts?
Yeah, well, so there's a book, hard copy book, which you can go, if anybody's savvy on the internet, you can Google My ACP, short for Advanced Care Plan, and it can show you the resources that are available. You can ask your general practice for a book, And also, we can leave my contact details. You can contact us at Wells South and we can provide those. However, some people like to do it on the PDF online. So it's the same questions, but you can do it either online and share it with your family. Sometimes you've got family away, or you can write it in a book. And then your general practice takes it and transcribes your words onto the health system, the electronic health system, so that is shared across wherever you are in the community or in hospital. And St. John's Ambulance can see that also.
I might change my mind on some stuff. What then?
There'll still be a guide. If you change your mind and you can still talk to the doctors, naturally you are going to be able to say, actually, let's just tweak that. Actually, I'm not really sure about that. So it's important that we continue. This is not just a once and done and put on the system, that we do think about that over time, that maybe that's not so important to me anymore and I would like to change it.
Where would you recommend the starting point for this is? If we have a partner and family, for example, is that the place to initiate the conversation, or is that often difficult to do?
Well, it's a mix, isn't it? It's a mix of personalities. And sometimes people like to get their ducks in a row first in their own minds, think about it themselves, before they start to talk to their family or the person that's important to them that they know and others. And it's also like I'm the oldest of five in my family. We all have different opinions on things. But at the end of the day, it's what my mother or my father want that they have to start thinking about. And we can ask questions to and fro.
Look, I'm sure that in 99% of the cases when family are around in the crisis situations, they whatever they might be assuming or hoping for is in the best interests of the person who might be perhaps on their way out. Mm. But that still might not be what that person has wanted. So I guess there's a kind of protection there, isn't there, that you, when you don't have a voice, you have a voice.
That's it. And also, as I said at the beginning, yes, it's given that people who know that they are facing a long-term condition or a condition that an illness that is going to end their life, they've sort of got that, I'm not going to say date on the calendar, that's not what I mean, but there's a little bit more going on for them. But we also have to remember that if you walk through an intensive care unit today, that people in intensive care today are you and I that something's suddenly happened for. So there is always that risk that something could happen that we're really not expecting. And have we thought about what did Helen want? What would Helen want? Well, I don't know. We've never talked about it. Mm.
And it's a highly emotional time, right? And as you suggested earlier, perhaps not the best time to be making decisions. From a family's or perspective in that situation, it might well be, they might well be very happy and relieved to know that you've put some thought into this.
Yes, look, people can feel really guilty that they're making the wrong decision because they don't know. I really don't know what Mum wanted, and I'm just going to say you have to do what you think is best, but then you've got in the back of your mind, is that really what Mum would have wanted?
When we've made these decisions, we've registered them within the system, we can then, I guess, feel as though that's one of the things, one of the little building blocks towards end of life that we've put in place. We've taken a kind of a burden off other people, perhaps. It's like getting a will. It's all that kind of admin, right? There's a bit of admin, yeah. And we don't necessarily relish the prospect of it. From those who you've spoken to who have been through the process of having the conversations, recording their wishes, what feedback do they give you about how they found that?
How they found actually doing the advanced care plan, relieved, I think, a lot of the time that they've been able to think about it in a safe and in a way that, you know, over a cup of tea, not just, as I say, in emergency departments or in hospital. And they also feel like it's given their family information, you know, especially, you know, when the families don't always live around you in Dunedin, they might be anywhere in New Zealand or on the other side of the world. And it gives them that, as I said, reassurance, and they feel relieved that they've been able to go, well, actually, this is really important to me. I don't want to be a burden on my family. Things like, if I can't be at home when I'm really sick, maybe dying, I'm I'm okay if you think that I have to be looked after in a care facility rather than at home. I'm not going to, you know, they feel relieved that they've been able to say that to families in advance. So then the family's not thinking, oh, mum would never have wanted this. Well, actually, mum's saying that she understands.
The resulting book, the plan itself, 45 pages long or three?
Well, it's interesting you say that because people say, oh, this is a lot, and that there's a lot of words in it. It's just like a, when I say there's about 12 pages, but they're not full. There's, what they're full of is guidance to say, well, what does this mean? Why are we asking you this? Mm. Those sorts of things.
Okay. Once you've made it, it's registered in the health system. You keep a copy for yourself too?
Yeah, it's important that you do, but it's also important that it's shared across the health system in the South Island, that there's one electronic system. Perhaps if you're going on holiday to the North Island or hopping on that Jetstar flight direct to the Gold Coast, you probably need to put a copy in your bag because, you know, they won't have the same systems as us.
Good thinking, actually, yeah. Part of your kit when you go travelling. Helen, when would you recommend is the best time in your life to be putting this together?
Well, often we talk about the triggers for this are people who are known to have a long-term condition. For example, you know, some of the conditions like multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's disease, progressive non-curative disease processes. But you're living, you're not dying, but actually along the way, all the doctors have told me I've got a blood cancer or a cancer in my lung. So definitely if you've kind of had that trigger, but also if you have complex health needs, you know, and you've got a lot of people involved in your care, a lot of organisations, a lot of people coming into your home, that's another trigger. Would I be surprised if this person died within the next 2 or 3 years is something that we as healthcare professionals sometimes think is that's where we should be bringing up these conversations. Ideally, we say everybody should have one, but the reality of that's a bit tricky.
Mm. Good idea to ask questions of your GP about it, any of the health professionals that you deal with. Just remind us, though, if we want to go and take a look now at what one of these things is going to look like and maybe to start having that conversation for ourselves or within our family group, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, so you can go and talk to your practice nurses or ask at the practice, do you have any advanced care plans? But online, my ACP, if you just Google, we still do Google in this IT AI world. There's a really great website and it's got a whole lot of resources for you and for us as healthcare professionals.
Great. That's myacp.org.nz. Helen Sawyer joining us here for Well, Well, Well. Thanks so much for coming and explaining that to us and thanks for all the great work that you're doing in the community, Helen.
You're welcome.
Well, Well, Well. If you'd like to hear more conversations with the team at Well South, look for Well 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 podcast from oar.org.nz or on your favourite podcast provider.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.